Third Sunday in Lent, Year C. A reading from the Book of Exodus. Moses was looking after the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian. He led it to the far side of the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. The angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame blazing from the middle of a bush. Moses looked. There was the bush blazing, but the bush was not being burnt up. Moses said, "I must go over and see this strange sight, and why the bush is not being burnt up." When the Lord saw him going over to look, God called to him from the middle of the bush, saying, "Moses, Moses." He answered, "Here I am." Then he said, "Come no nearer. Remove the sandals from your feet, for the place where you are standing is holy ground." And he said, "I am the God of your ancestors, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." At this Moses covered his face, for he was afraid to look at God. Then the Lord said, "I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard them crying for help because of their taskmasters. I know their sufferings, and I have come down to rescue them from the hands of the Egyptians and bring them up out of that land to a land rich and broad, a land flowing with milk and honey." Moses then said to God, "Look, if I go to the Israelites and say to them, 'The God of your ancestors has sent me to you,' and they say to me, 'What is his name?' what shall I say to them?" God said to Moses, "I am who I am." And he said, "This is what you are to say to the Israelites: 'I am has sent me to you.'" God further said to Moses, "You are to tell the Israelites, 'The Lord, the God of your ancestors, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name for all time, and this is my title for all generations.'" The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord is kind and merciful. The Lord is kind and merciful. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all within me his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and never forget all his gifts. The Lord is kind and merciful. It is the Lord who forgives all your sins, who heals every one of your ills, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with mercy and compassion. The Lord is kind and merciful. The Lord achieves righteousness, gives fair judgment for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses and his deeds to the children of Israel. The Lord is kind and merciful. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and rich in mercy. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so strong is his mercy for those who fear him. The Lord is kind and merciful. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. I want you to be quite clear, brothers and sisters, that our ancestors were all under the cloud and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. All ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink, since they drank from the spiritual rock which followed them, and the rock was Christ. Nevertheless, God was not pleased with most of them, and their corpses were scattered over the desert. Now these things happened as examples, so that we should never set our hearts on evil things as they did. Do not complain, as some of them complained, and they were destroyed by the destroyer. Now all these things happened to them by way of example, and they were written down to instruct us on whom the ends of the ages have come. So anyone who thinks to be standing firm should take care not to fall. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Glory to you, O word of God, Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to you, word of God, Lord Jesus Christ. Repent, says the Lord, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Glory to you, word of God, Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord be with you, and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. On this occasion, some people were present who told Jesus about the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with that of their sacrifices. In reply, he said to them, "Do you suppose that these Galileans were worse sinners than all other Galileans, that this should have happened to them? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all perish as they did. Or those 18 on whom the Tower of Siloam fell, killing them, do you suppose that they were more guilty than all the other people living in Jerusalem? No, but unless you repent, you will all perish as they did. He told this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came looking for fruit on it, but found none. He said to the gardener, "For 3 years now I have been coming to look for fruit on this fig tree, and finding none. Cut it down. Why should it be taking up the ground?" In reply he said, "Sir, leave it just this year, and give me time to dig round it and manure it. It may bear fruit next year. If not, then you can cut it down." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.